So our next item, Mr. Harris, if you could introduce it.
I'm speaker challenged today. So the next item would have been recognition of Russ Jeffries, but we're waiting for someone special to show up. So we're going to move to number four, which is the presentation of resolution recognizing Robert Ketley, City of Watsonville. And I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Rock for this.
Good morning. Robert Ketley is retiring from the City of Watsonville. And after a very productive career, much of which has involved collaboration and interaction of a different type with the Water Board staff, we wanted to take an opportunity to recognize his contributions to the work that we do in the Central Coast. And we have a resolution that we've asked you to approved today, and we'd like to present it to him. Let me just say a couple of things about the resolution, which I'll now show you. That party got everybody's signature on it, and I'll have Robert come up here and kind of stand awkwardly while I talk about him. just stand like over here on to the right so I can look at you. I'll look at you one last time. No, I have a feeling we'll be seeing more of you.
So before Dominic does that, just a point of clarification, is a resolution, and after conferring with our very capable legal counsel, you will need to vote to approve the resolution.
Well, it all depends what it's going to say.
Hey, you already signed it, Dr. Wolf.
I'll withdraw my signature.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to bring a couple of highlights of the good work that Robert's done here over the many, many years. I believe you started your career with Watsonville shortly after the Loma Prieta earthquake, so that just gives you a time scale. But he has consistently brought a refreshing level of levity and humor to a lot of difficult projects and situations. He has a gift in terms of captivating audiences with a lively tone, a sense of humor that's amazing, and really clear knowledge of his subject matters. He's successfully used his creativity and persistence and passion to bring attention to the serious problem of cyanotoxins in impacting Pinto Lake in the Watsonville area. And I believe he will continue working on that issue in his retirement. But I think most critically, watching someone like Robert work over the years has really essentially been an inspiration to a lot of us who also are joining him in that effort. So with that, I'll just bring you this resolution and congratulate you.
Speech.
You want a speech?
Yes.
This is cool.
All right. Wow.
Okay.
Let him know that.
That's what he's going to do.
Guys, thank you so much. I actually did sort of have a speech, but the heck with it. I just wanted to say this is just so heartwarming. You've already given me $750,000 and now this. To sort of echo what Dominic was saying, you know, over the years, the board and board staff have been so helpful, so supportive, It's been a really rewarding time working with you guys. I also want to sort of give some credit to the riffraff in the back. The city of Watsonville, as Dominic mentioned, the time I've been here, we've been through an earthquake, two floods, and that last recession, I mean, that was a killer. And we're still standing. And they gave, you know, this skinny little immigrant with a weird voice an opportunity to follow his passion and have a career that has just exceeded my wildest expectations. And last but not least, just to all the other folks that I've met and worked with over the years who've taken their time out of their busy lives to just sit down and share their insight and wisdom with me. Just again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I owe you all a huge debt of gratitude. And now before I say something that I may later regret, I'll shut up. Thank you so much.
You know, Robert, I got a call from Steve Colbert, the late night show, you know, was kind of checking on your availability. But, you know, he said you're an awesome guy. I mean, looked at your background and, you know, apparently you were a drug dealer at one time. You were a mechanic working on Porsche. You were the head garbage man. So, you know, including Dave Letterman, they said, I mean, this is a cool guy. You know, we need to have him on the show. So I would suggest that aside of your RCD activities, you also leave a little bit of time possibly for these extracurricular activities. All right. Well, thank you. All humor aside, you know, you're a great guy, but, you know, we certainly want to thank you. And I think one thing, of course, here we're recognizing your work you did with the city of Watsonville, but also, obviously, you haven't stopped there in, you know, some of your good work in relating to water quality, because some of your activities with the VRCD, for example, are spot on, too, in this area. So we want to thank you. And, you know, I'm a fellow RCD myself since I'm, you know, the vice president of the Coastal San Luis RCD, so I know also how much time it takes to be involved with those activities, so thank you.
It's so rewarding, isn't it?
Very much so. So we yes, and also we'll need to vote before we have remorse about that vote, you know. But let's start with Karina.
Sure. I just wanted to again thank you for your enthusiasm. As you can see, I have the honor and privilege of serving on the Watsonville City Council and working with all these amazing individuals that make up our city. And that continue to champion for resources for our community, which is always struggling to do a little bit more with that much less every year, it seems like. But I just want to continue to thank you for the knowledge that you bring, the enthusiasm that you've brought, the amazing team that you have built, all of you have built, and I just wish you the very best and know that you will continue to do amazing work wherever you might journey next. So thank you.
Yes, Mike.
Well, I vote in favor.
And, you know, Robert, I really want to thank you for the work you've done around Pinto Lake. It's, you know, the problems at that lake are far from unique to Pinto Lake. They're, you know, the more we understand this stuff, the more we see what a widespread and growing problem that is. But you've really managed to call, you know, statewide and national attention to Pinto Lake in a way that, first of all, has brought real resources in to deal with the problem there in a place that is incredibly heavily used by the population of Watsonville. I mean, it's a really important cultural and recreational facility in Watsonville. And secondly, it's because of the small watershed, the small lake, and the resources we've gotten to deal with it, I think it's going to prove to be an incredible laboratory for
figuring out how we deal with these cyanobacteria problems that we're realizing now are around us in increasing numbers. So, you know, I really want to thank you for that. I mean, I guess it worked for you too. I think you were a frustrated marine biologist, and it really let you work on that. But boy, did it work for Watsonville! Thank you.
Go. Okay, Robert. Well, all I can say is 15 years ago when I started to engage with communities and groups, organizations, community folk in talking about water quality, there were few people that stayed to talk about the issues long term in the sense that they came in with some obvious expertise, some ideas, some ability to implement those ideas, and you certainly were one of those people that stood out to me right from the beginning. And then you lock arms and you try to support each other and try to encourage in every way possible solutions that work out so that communities can meet their many goals. And so you're one of those individuals that has that broad perspective, which I have always appreciated and benefited from, as so many of us have. Your passion for the work that you were doing and continue to do, I'm anticipating, is infectious, and the spirit that you bring is lighthearted when we're talking about very difficult, complicated, conflicting issues. Having you in the room meant that we could assure ourselves that we would have a productive dialogue, and that's one thing that you've always been dedicated to, and I appreciate that, because those are not easy conversations to have often. So you're tough. So I value that, and I honor it. So I expect to see you in these rooms and continuing in these dialogues. I'm guessing that you're not leaving this wonderful place. We call the Monterey Bay, Greater Monterey Bay Area, and Watsonville in particular. So I'll look forward to seeing you, and I won't say goodbye. But thank you.
Robert, I probably know you the least. I think of some of the board members that are up here. I think on my tenure here, I don't recall you coming before the board too many times in the background. But I want to say this, that the few times that I recall that you've been before us, great wit, clear presentations, and yes, your passion for what you do just kind of emanates from you. And I can see that you have been really a great asset to the city of Watsonville and to this area. And because of this, I will not be withdrawing my signature from the resolution. And I will say go forth and continue to do good work. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rob, for your great and caring spirit. By the way, we have a lake in Marina. It's a little bit south of here. It's called Lock Pad, and I'll talk to you later about that. Thank you very much.
So I'd like to bring this to a vote, so could you make roll call, please? First, we'll make the motion to approve a resolution.
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes. Yes, roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter? Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Okay, all right. Yes.
So I was going to suggest Robert come around, and if the board members would mind coming around, we'll get a couple of pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to add to it. Poster.